由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
We are so glad you tuned in today.
我们很高兴你今天能够收听这个节目《天路导向》。
We are in the midst of a series of messages on the seven signs of Jesus from the Gospel of John.
我们一直在研读《约翰福音》里面耶稣所行的七个神迹，或者叫做七个标记，这个系列信息。
And in the last message, we began to talk about the man who was born blind that Jesus opened his eyes.
在上一集呢，我们就讲到耶稣令到一个一出世就盲了眼的人呢，是能够重见光明。
In our last message, I promised to tell you about the relationship between physical blindness and spiritual blindness.
在上一集临结束的时候呢，我就答应过说要告诉你听肉眼的盲和心眼的盲之间的关系。
I also promised to tell you how to get your spiritual eyes open.
我亦都答应你呢，是要告诉你听怎样去打开你心灵的眼睛。
Let me remind you that we are looking at John's Gospel, chapter 9.
来，让我再提一提你，我们现在呢正在查考《约翰福音》的第九章，是新约圣经《约翰福音》第九章。
Jesus opened the eyes of a man who was born blind.
耶稣呢令到一个一出世就盲了眼的人呢能够重见光明。
Why only Jesus could open the eyes of the blind?
为什么只有耶稣可以去医好这个瞎子的眼呢？
Because he is the expected Messiah.
因为主耶稣基督，他就是人所期盼、所期待的那位弥赛亚了。
Because he is very God of very God.
因为他是又真又活的神。
And because only God can open the blind eyes.
亦都因为只有神才能够开瞎子的眼。
It is not surprising, therefore, that only Jesus could cure both physical and spiritual blindness.
难怪只有耶稣才能够医治人肉眼和心眼的盲目。
Jesus came to give everyone who believes in him spiritual sight.
耶稣将心灵的亮光赐给那些凡是相信他的人。
And that is why, after healing the blind man, Jesus said the following.
正因为这样，当耶稣医好了个瞎子之后呢，就说了。
For judgment I came into this world so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind.
他说，我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。这个呢是出自约翰福音的第九章第三十九节的。
What does he mean by this?
那他这样讲啊，究竟是什么意思呢？
Those who humbly admit their spiritual inadequacy and their spiritual need.
那些谦卑承认自己心灵贫乏，心灵是有需要的人。
They will receive spiritual sight.
他们呢是会得到心灵的亮光的。
But those who are filled with their own self-knowledge will remain in their blindness.
但是那些自以为是，觉得自己呢是没问题的人呢，其实呢，他们反而呢是盲了眼的。
Those who will acknowledge their need of Christ for salvation,
那些承认需要耶稣基督的救恩的人呢，
will have their spiritual sight given to them.
他们将会得到心灵的亮光。
So how do you get cured of your spiritual blindness with which we all are born?
但是生来就已经是瞎了眼的，瞎了心眼的人，他们怎样是可以得到医治呢？
By believing that only Jesus Christ can save you from eternal judgment.
就是要相信唯有耶稣基督可以救你脱离永远的审判。
Being saved from eternal judgment is to have your spiritual blindness cured.
脱离永远的审判，就能够令到盲了心眼的人得着医治了。
Let me tell you a story.
让我呢同你分享一个嘅故事啊。
A friend of mine from Florida was giving a speech.
我有一位朋友呢系来自佛罗里达州嘅，咁有一次呢佢就上台演讲。
And in it, he was bragging about what a good golfer he was.
咁喺演讲嘅时候呢，佢就自夸自己呢系一个高尔夫球嘅好手。
After the speech, a blind man walked up to him.
咁喺佢讲完之后咧，就有一个盲眼嘅人咧，就走上前去同佢啊倾偈啦。
And said to him，
就对佢咁样讲
：I challenge you to a game of golf. Name your price。
佢话不如我同你打赌啊，我哋比赛打高尔夫球，你即管开个价。
My friend could hardly speak. He couldn't believe it。
我嘅朋友佢简直咧唔能够相信，当时咧佢就呆咗啦。
He tried to gently distract the man from his enthusiasm about beating him in a game of golf.
咁佢咧就好客气咁就尝试咧去分散嗰个人嘅注意力，就免得咧呢一个盲眼嘅人咧好热切咁要同佢打赌，要同佢咧去比赛高尔夫球。
My friend finally said to him.
最后我嘅朋友咧就对呢一个盲眼嘅人讲啦。
I cannot take advantage of a blind man.
佢话我唔想占一个盲人嘅便宜啊。
The blind man said，
咁呢个盲人呢就话啦
，Never you mind about that， just name your price。
佢话唔紧要噶，你即管开个价啦。
Well， after a friendly argument， my friend acquiesced and said to him， okay， when do you want to tee off？
咁啊，经过咗一番好客气嘅争论之后呢，我嘅朋友咧就好勉强咁同意，就同呢一个盲人讲话：，好啦，咁你想究竟几时去比赛呢
？The blind man said 1 o'clock in the morning。
呢个盲人就话：，我想咧系喺凌晨一点钟嘅时候比赛。
Now there are varieties of blindness, each of them equally devastating。
嗱，有盲眼咧，其实有好多种嘅，每一种咧都系一样系好可悲嘅。
Please listen carefully and see if you identify with any of these forms of blindness.
请你咧留心去听盲眼嘅好多种嘅种类，并且睇下你自己系咪其中一种咧。
The first and foremost form of blindness is a blindness to the truth.
第一种而且系最严重嘅盲眼咧，就系对真理盲目。
The Apostle Paul writes concerning those who are lost in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4.
使徒保罗他在哥林多后书的四章四节，哥林多后书四章四节那里就讲到有关于迷失的人。
The God of this age has blinded the mind of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
那里经文说，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像。
In Matthew 15, Jesus described the Pharisees as the blind leading the blind.
那而在马太福音，新约的马太福音15章14节那里，耶稣就形容法利赛人是瞎子领瞎子。咁经文咧系咁样讲嘅，任凭他们吧，他们是瞎眼领路的。若是瞎子领瞎子，两个人都要掉在坑里。
Spiritually blind people, whether they call themselves religious or not，
无论啊呢啲人啊话自己系几咁虔诚都好，佢哋咧都系心灵嘅眼咧系盲咗嘅。
They are unable to conceive that only faith in Jesus Christ will bring salvation.
他们不理解，唯有是相信耶稣基督才能够得救。
They are unable to accept that someone dying on the cross can atone for their sins.
他们不能够去接受一个人死在十字架上面可以去赎他们的罪。
They are unable to grasp that salvation is a free gift apart from human effort.
他们不领会救恩是白白的赏赐而不是靠人本身的努力的。
Then the second form of blindness is this.
而第二种的盲眼呢是这样的。
It is a blindness of spiritual maturity.
就是呢对于灵性长进呢是盲目的。
Look to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
请你翻开彼得后书一章九节啊。
But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins.
咁喺彼得后书一章九节咧，经文系咁讲嘅：人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪，已经得了洁净。
The third form of blindness is the blindness of eternal perspective.
第三种嘅眼瞎咧，就系对永恒嘅观念咧系盲目嘅。
Visual agnosia is a neurological disorder which prevents a person from seeing as a whole.
视觉失调症咧系一种因为脑机能障碍引发嘅视觉病，使人咧系睇唔见事物嘅整体嘅。
Let me explain.
让我咧系同你解释一下。
This condition causes the victim to identify some details about a friend's face, such as a big nose or trimmed mustache.
这种病呢，就会导致那个的病患者呢，只能够从他的朋友的部分的面貌，例如是很大的鼻啊，或者是收得很整齐的胡须呢，去认出这个人。
But the victim is prevented from recognizing the friend when shown a picture of his complete face.
但是呢，他反而就不能够从一张很完整的一个的样貌的照片呢，去认出他的朋友的。
The equivalent condition in the spiritual realm is when a Christian runs from one spiritual experience to another.
那这个呢，就好像在属灵的领域里面，基督徒呢，有一个又一个的属灵的经历。
But this same person fails to put everything into eternal perspective.
但是这个有很多属灵经历的人呢，却是不能够以永恒的眼光去看透当中呢很多的细务。
The Pharisees were suffering from spiritual agnosia.
法利赛人呢，就是很明显患上了属灵的视觉失调症了。
They would prefer that the blind man remain blind for the rest of his life, rather than having their own interpretation of the Sabbath rule be violated.
他们宁愿呢，是那个盲眼的人呢，是一路这样盲下去，而不能够忍受人家呢，是违反了他们这班法利赛人对遵守安息日戒律那种特有的观点的。
The interpretation was more important to them than the truth.
对于这班法利赛人来讲，他们怎样去遵守戒律，怎样去诠释那些戒律呢，是比起真理呢更加重要的。
This is a form of spiritual blindness.
咁而呢一种嘅做法，呢一种嘅睇法咧，就系心眼盲嘅一种啦。
There are religious people today who are so bogged down with the same problem.
今日咧喺好多嘅地方咧，宗教人士咧都陷入咗同样嘅境况里边。
They focus on some little regulation or some legalism, and they miss the whole picture.
他们是拘泥于一些细节或者是一些人定下来的规条，却是忽略了整体，忽略了真理。
They are the ones of whom Jesus said,
就好像有些耶稣所提到的人一样。
In Matthew 23:24,
在新约圣经马太福音23章24节。
You blind guides, you strain out a gnat, but swallow a camel.
他说，你们这瞎眼领路的，蒙从你们就累出来，骆驼你们倒吞下去。
The fourth type of blindness is the blindness of our own faults.
第四种的盲眼呢，就是我们对自己所犯的错呢是视而不见的。
This is like the woman who became very agitated by the continuous hacking cough of her own pet parrot.
这个呢就好像有个女人呢，就为了她养的鹦鹉不断呢在干咳呢，是很着急。
So she took him to the veterinarian.
咁于是佢就带住呢只成日干咳嘅鹦鹉咧，系去睇兽医啦。
The veterinarian examined the bird and declared that the bird is perfectly healthy.
咁个兽医检验咗嗰只鹦鹉之后咧，就话佢好健康啊，冇乜问题啊。
It turned out that what the parrot was doing was merely imitating the raspy bark of its cigarette-smoking owner.
原来这只鹦鹉只不过在模仿它的主人在吸烟的时候所发出的很刺耳的那种咳嗽声。
Jesus warned against finding the sliver in your neighbor's eye and ignoring the log in your own eye.
耶稣就警告说，为什么看见你邻舍眼中有刺，但是就看不见自己的眼里面是有梁木的呢？
There is a fifth form of spiritual blindness.
跟住呢就是第五种的瞎眼了。
It is a blindness to money.
就是对金钱的盲目。
A small coin held close to the eye can block out the sun.
如果你眼前是有个小铜板的时候呢，那你往往呢连太阳都看不见的。
To most people, money is like a shoe.
但是多数的人都认为呢，钱就好像鞋一样，我们穿的鞋一样。
If the amount they have is too small, it pinches and irritates.
太少呢，就顶住只脚，好不舒服。
But if it is too large, it causes them to stumble and fall.
但是如果只鞋太大呢，那又会呢，是踢到只脚，会令你跌倒。
The sixth form of blindness is the blindness of hate.
第六种的瞎眼呢，就是对憎恨盲目了。
In 1 John 2:11, the Bible tells us,
在约翰一书第二章十一节那里，圣经告诉我们听，
But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him.
那里经文说，唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里，且在黑暗里行，也不知道往哪里去，因为黑暗叫他眼睛瞎了。
John is saying that when your heart is full of hatred towards somebody, it will hurt you the most.
约翰的意思是，心里面如果充满了仇恨，只是会伤害自己。
Because you will stumble and you will fall.
因为你会踢到你的脚，你会跌倒。
You will go from hitting the door to hitting the table.
你会呢是东歪西倒咁样周围碰钉嘅。
You will go from bumping into the wall and bruising your head to falling down the stairs and breaking your back.
你会呢四处碰壁，以致头崩额裂，亦都呢会唔小心跌落楼梯，搞到呢是伤痕累累嘅。
Hatred is blindness that Christians need to be delivered from.
基督徒是要脱离憎恨的盲目的。
Then there is a seventh form of blindness.
还有第七种的盲眼。
It is the blindness of half-hearted commitment.
这个就是不冷不热的盲目了。
Jesus sends a message to the lukewarm believers in Laodicea saying in the book of Revelation,
在启示录的三章十七至到十八节，耶稣呢就传话俾老底家教会嗰啲不冷不热嘅信徒。
Chapter 3 verses 17 and 18。
咁係喺启示录嘅三章十七至到十八节嘅。经文话，你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。 我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
My listening friend, let me ask you a question.
亲爱的听众朋友，让我问你一个问题啊。
What blindness are you suffering from today?
你今日有冇呢个盲眼嘅症状呢？
Whatever it is, Jesus can deliver you and heal you just like he healed the blind man in the Gospel of John chapter 9.
无论系点样嘅盲眼，耶稣都能够医治同埋拯救你，就好似昔日佢医治嗰个瞎子一样。
The power of Jesus can restore your spiritual sight today.
耶稣嘅能力能够咧令到你今日心灵咧系重见光明嘅。
For it is through a dying man on the cross that your spiritual sight become possible.
藉住嗰位死喺十字架上边嘅耶稣，你就能够得到心灵嘅亮光。
Through the death of Christ, you can live.
藉住基督嘅死亡，让你能够得着生命。
Through the agony of Christ, you can see fully.
藉住基督嘅受苦，让你能够完全睇得见。
Through his separation from the Father, for one moment on the cross, you can see all the way to eternity.
藉住佢喺十字架上边暂时同天父嘅分离，就让你咧能够睇见引到去永生嘅道路啦。
Through the closing of his eyes and the delivering up of his soul, your eyes can be opened and your soul can be saved.
藉住佢闭上佢嘅眼睛，并且交付佢嘅灵魂，就让你嘅眼睛能够睇得见，你嘅灵魂能够得到拯救。
Through his hanging on the cross, you are lifted up.
藉住佢被挂喺十字架上，就让你咧系能够得到被提拔啦。
Pliny was a Roman governor in Asia Minor in the early 2nd century.
在第二世纪的初期，小亚细亚的罗马总督是叫做普林尼。
He was puzzled about Christians who were often brought to him for trial.
他就为了时时都要去审问基督徒，是觉得很困惑的。
So he wrote what has now become a famous letter to the Emperor Trajan.
所以他就写了一封呢，在今时今日是叫做很著名的一封信呢，是给图雷真大帝。
Here is what Pliny found himself up against.
这个呢就是普利林这一位的总督呢，罗马的总督呢，所要面对的情况了。
And I quote from the letter.
那我呢就引用他信里面的一段说话和大家分享。
A certain unknown Christian was brought before me.
他说有一个基督徒被带来去见我。
Finding little fault in him, I proceeded to threaten him.
其实呢他只是犯了一些小错，但是呢我就去威胁他。
I will banish you, I said.
我跟他讲话，我要将你去拎去充军。
You cannot, said the man.
他说你不能够将我充军的，充不到。
For all the world is my father's house.
因为全世界周围的地方都是我天父的殿宇。
Then I will slay you, I said.
那我跟着就说，那我要斩了你，我要杀了你。
You cannot, answered the Christian, for my life is hid with Christ in God.
那这个人就说，你杀我不到的，因为我的生命和基督是一起呢藏在神的里面的。
I will take away your possessions, I contended.
那我于是就再讲话，我要没收晒你的财产。
You cannot, my treasure is in heaven, replied the Christian.
那个基督徒呢就回答话，你没收不到的，我的财宝是在天上的。
I will drive you away from humanity, and you will have no friends left, was my final threat.
最后我就恐吓他说，我要驱逐你离开人群，令到你举目无亲。
But the clear reply came once again from that Christian, you cannot.
但是那个基督徒，他再一次很清楚地去回答我说，你做不到的。
For I have an unseen friend from whom you are not able to separate me.
他说，因为我有一位肉眼看不见的朋友，是任何人都不能够令到我和他分离的。
Pliny finally concluded by asking the emperor.
咁最后呢，这个罗马的总督呢，普林尼呢，他就问罗马的大帝要去怎样做呢？
What is a poor harassed Roman governor with all the powers of life and death, torture and the stake at his disposal? What is he to do with people like that?
这个虽然是操着生杀大权、刑罚大权的罗马总督，但是呢，他实在是很可怜，而且呢，是被人嘲弄，因为呢，他对着这个人是束手无策的。
This is the end of the quote of the letter.
在这封信的结尾那里，就是刚才我跟大家所分享的了。
And finally, I want you to notice how this blind man had grown in his faith in a very short period of time.
咁最后咧，我就想同你去分享咧，就系呢一个嘅，我想请你特别去留意啦。呢个瞎子啊，系点样喺顷刻之间就生长出呢个信心嘅咧
？He goes on from referring to Jesus in verse 17 as a man called Jesus.
喺约翰福音嘅九章十七节嗰度咧，佢就先称耶稣系为有一个人名叫耶稣。
To declaring him a prophet.
咁咧之后咧就改称耶稣咧系一个先知。
The next the man calls Jesus the man of God in verse 33.
跟住咧喺第三十三节咧就称耶稣咧系为从神而嚟嘅人。
Finally in verse 38.
最后呢，在第38节
The man recognized Jesus as the Lord and he worshipped him.
那个人呢，就承认耶稣是他的主，并且呢，是拜他了。
Let me ask you, my listening friend.
亲爱的听众朋友，让我问你一个问题啊。
Where is the area of your blindness?
你身上边有啲乜嘢盲点呢？
Put your finger on it.
请你咧将佢指出嚟啊
！Then lift it up to Jesus，
然后将呢个盲点交俾耶稣
，and He will restore your sight。
佢就会咧系令你重见光明噶啦。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing。
愿神大大赐福俾你。咁今日嘅节目时间咧嚟到呢一度。如果你对今集嘅节目有任何嘅意见，或者喺读经嘅时候遇到困难咧，都欢迎你来信同我叶朗天同埋麦克牧师分享嘅。信封面只要写电台所广播嘅通讯地址咧就可以啦。好啦，我哋下集再会。